जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर गोपी जना वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीर वन चारी जमुना तीर वन जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल परमहंस पुरुषगाचार्य अष्टपद डिवाइन ग्रेस वैचरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की जय हो। इस्कान खांडाचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद की जय हो। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस पुरुषगाचार्य अष्टपद डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णवेंद की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Guru Ram. Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakaya चक्षुर उन्मीलितं तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदामयं दधाति स्वपदंतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्री गुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्री रूपं सग्रजातं सहगण रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानुसहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावितं स्यात्। हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमस्ते। तप्तकञ्चन गौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुधे प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्चकल्पतरुवस्य कृपासिन्धुदेवच पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतले श्रीमदे भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वती गौराणि प्रचार निर्विशेषन्यवादे पार्श्वपादेशपाणि जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशक्ति गौर भक्तिवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कैंटो टू चैप्टर वन टेक्स्ट 15 कंटिन्यूएशन द फर्स्ट स्टेप इन गॉड रियलाइजेशन So I guess we will change the Sanskrit again and the translation and I will start the purport from where I am told to read. Antakale tu purusha agate gata sadva saha chindyat asanga sastrena विहाम देहे नुयेचतम् अंतकाले तु पुरुषः आगते गत साध्वसः छिन्द्यात् असंग शास्त्रेण विहाम देहे नुयेचतम् अंतकाले तु पुरुष आगते गत साध्वसः छिन्द्यात् असंग शास्त्रेण विहाम देहेनु येचताम् Antakale, at the last stage of life, tu, but, purushaha, a person, agate, having arrived, kata sadvasaha, without any fear of death, chindyat, must cut off, asanga, non-attachment, Sastrena, by the weapon of Spriham, all desires, Dehe, in the matter of the material tabernacles, Anu, pertaining, Ye, all that, Cha, also, Tam, them. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. At the last stage of one's life, one should be bold enough not to be afraid of death. Hare Krishna. But one must cut off all attachment to the material body and everything pertaining to it and all desires thereof. Purport I'm supposed to read from where is it? Okay, here is. Should I read the whole purport or just read from the where I'm supposed to read? So I'm supposed to read from where he left. I don't need to read the whole purport. Okay. I think here is it. One is therefore required to give up the attachment to family. Where is it?
So, in what we do not sort of outwardly, not outwardly, they
answer. Go to the point where he says one is therefore required to give up the attachment to family or social or political life. Got it? Okay. One is therefore required to give up the attachment to family or social or political life just at the age of 50 years, if not earlier. And the training in the vanprastha and sannyasa ashram is given for the preparation of the next life. Foolish materialists in the garb of leaders of the people in general stick to family affairs without attempting to cut off relations with them, and thus they become victims of nature's law and get, what is that? And get gross bodies again, according to their work. Such foolish leaders may have some respect from the people at the end of life, but that does not mean that such leaders will be immune to the nature laws under which everyone is tightly bound by the hands and feet. The best thing is, therefore, that everyone voluntarily give up family relations by transferring the attachment from family, society, country, and everything thereof, of the devotional service of the Lord. It is stated herein that one should give up all desires of family attachment. One must have a chance for better desires, otherwise there is no chance of giving up such morbid desires. Desire is a concomitant factor of the living entity. The living entity is eternal, and therefore its desires, which are natural for a living being, are also eternal. One cannot therefore stop desiring, but the subject matter for desires can be changed. So one must develop the desires for returning home back to Godhead, and automatically desires for material gain. Material honor and material popularity will diminish in proportion to the development of devotional service. Living being is meant for serving service activities, and his desires are concentrated around such a service attitude. Beginning from the top executive head of the state down to the insignificant pauper in the street, all are rendering some sort of service to others. The perfection of such a service attitude is only attained simply by transferring the desire of service from matter to spirit, or from Satan to God. Satan, devil, demons. So, in the previous canto, in the chapter 1, text 9, and chapter 1, I mean, text, first canto, chapter 19, text 37. Maharaj Parikshit asked question to Sukadeva Goswami, and he said, show me the way of perfection for all persons, he says, especially for one who is about to die. This was the question Maharaj Parikshit asked to Sukadeva Goswami. And in next text he asked the question that, what should I do? What should we hear, chant, remember or worship, and also what he should not do. So in this chapter, in the chapter which is here, says the first step in God realization, here it is Sukadeva Goswami, from the text 1 to text 11, is mentioning about the bhakti yoga. He says briefly how the bhakti, superiority of bhakti is described in the text 1 to text 11. And from text, and after that, in the text 11, as I think Mother Madhumati had given a class about the constant, is it right? Yes, constant chanting. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Kevalam. Constantly chanting God's holy name, following the great authorities in the doubtless and fearless way of success for life. And then Maharaj Parikshit says, but I have only 7 days to live. Please show me the top, mention the, you have mentioned about the bhakti being the topmost process, but I have just 7 days to live. And then the Sukadeva Goswami says, well, you have 7 days to live, but Khatvanga, Khatvanga, he had a moment to live. And he was given the signal that you're going to leave. And what he did, he took up the Krishna consciousness. So now, here in this text, onward, he is describing about the person, what should the person do who is about to die. Now remember, Maharaj Parikshit is a king. He has everything. And he had everything. What the king cannot have, what we don't have. King had everything. And he is coming here, and his first signal he gives, Sukadeva Goswami says, the first knot to cut off is the attachment. Because he knows, Parikshit, Sukadeva Goswami knows where Parikshit is coming from. Of course, Parikshit Maharaj is the great personality. He had a darshan of the Lord within the womb of his mother. Right? And he is the grandson of Yudhishthir Maharaj, who is the, Yudhishthir Maharaj is a great personality. So, but still, this is the point here, stressing the point about the, at the time of the death. And Srila Prabhupada is making, here it says, one should be bold enough not to be afraid of death. People are afraid of the death. Isn't it? Yeah. Afraid of the death. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to talk about it, the death. See? Because why is that? Because of the attachment. Attachment with the body, I and mine. I am attached with my body, I am this body, I hold my life and lives after life, I've never thought of that, I am not this body. Always thinking, I am this body, I am from this family, I belong to this country, I belong to this nation. Isn't it? And people don't want to talk about it. They're afraid. So first is the body and I and mine, so everything attachment to the body. Right? And then another possibility is that another reason is that besides considering I am this body, attachment to everything, and then thing is that if they have some understanding of the Vedic culture, they understand that they don't know where am I gonna go. If I'm gonna leave this body, where am I gonna go? What will happen to me? And then if they have some understanding, then they think, well, I'm going to be punished for my all the sinful activities I have done. Chitragupta is writing, he has a whole big computer and he's writing everything. And Yamaraj is going to punish me. Yamadutta is going to. So because of these reasons, they are afraid of the death. People are afraid and they don't want to talk about it. Now, of course, some people are conscious of it. It's not just the Hare Krishnas are only one who are conscious of the death. Of course, Hare Krishna's devotees know that what should I do? Hare Krishna's devotees are prepared. So, of course, other religions, we were in Philadelphia in 1980s. We were staying near the temple in the apartment. I think 82 or 83. Right? 83, I think. Sesha Prabhu was my temple president at that time. And we had a next door, we had one Mataji. She was old lady. She was old. And she was alone. And we would, you know, Anangango go and bring the prasadam to her and I would talk to her. And she was so strong about it. She said, I'm not afraid of death. I know where I'm going. She was, of course, she was, you know, Christian, believing in Jesus Christ. But she was not afraid, she said. And one time when we were there, she was, the ambulance came and they took her. And Ananga, they are, you know, they are kind of crying and, you know, going to leave. She said, honey, don't worry. She says, honey, don't worry. I'm going. Don't worry. So there are people who are aware of it and they know. Of course, you see. So, and the problem is that people don't want to talk about it. And some do. Some are not. Take the example of Alexander Great. From Greece, right? He was from Greece. Alexander Great. He had achieved everything, conquering, right? And when I heard that he got a disease, malaria disease in India when he went to India. Mosquitoes. And when he came, returned to his country, that's true, sir. When he returned to his country, he was sick and he was on deathbed. Was dying. So he called his generals and he says, I want you to do three things. He said. He was on deathbed. First thing he said that when they are carrying my coffin call, right? Coffin. Have the doctors who treated me, have them carrying my coffin. Second thing is that whatever I have collected, while they are carrying me to the graveyard, right? Right? Cemetery. Have all my wealth distributed, just spreading on the road. And the third thing he said that while you they are carrying me to the graveyard, carrying me, have my hands like this. Down, open. So the general, his general is asking, why is that, sir? So he said, because those doctors who were treating, trying to save me, but they could not even save me. Then the time came for death, that's it. I had to go. But sir, why you want to distribute all the wealth? On the road, was spreading. He said, because I worked so hard, collected everything for what? I did everything whole my life, but what is that? What am I can't take with me. And the third, sir, why are you saying to put your hands like that? Because he said, I came empty-handed and I have to go empty-handed. So there are some people. So here, you know, the Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning here, this is a situation, and of course there are people who can understand this. Now people usually, what is the first instruction of Krishna to Arjuna? What is the first instruction? You are not this body. You are spirit soul, right? And we talk about it all the time. But am I really realize that? Am I really realized that I'm not this body? So how that going to come? So here, Sukadeva Goswami is mentioning this first this text, and onward he's going to talk about the Ashtanga Yoga. Now, question was that, when I thought of it, why is he talked in the 11th text, he's talking about the, you know, chanting the holy name, bhakti superior. Now why is he talking about this Ashtanga Yoga? The reason is that in the assembly there are many other sages also, who were, there are all kind of sages are there in that assembly where Sukadeva Goswami is telling Maharaj Parikshit. And they all are talking, they all have some different opinions. So he is talking about this, and of course then he talks about the Virat Rupa, which is the primary, this is the beginning of the step of the, first step of the Self-Realization. Of course this is the beginning, but ultimately bhakti is the superior and chanting the holy name is, and the perform devotional service. And that's what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport ultimately. Yena kena prakarena. Engage in devotional service, and everything what you have, use in the service of the Lord. That's why Srila Prabhupada at the end of the purport is mentioning about it. That it says, the perfection of such service attitude is only attained simply by transferring the desire of service from matter to spirit and from Satan to God. So in the world, the people are engaged in the services. Service you cannot give up. As long as the soul is active, you're going to perform services. But it's a question of deserving, changing the desire. Desire also you cannot give up. You cannot be desireless. Yeah, desires are there. But you want to transfer the desire from service to service to the living entities, families, whatever, you know. Highest, that's why Srila Prabhupada said, highest humanitarian work is the Krishna consciousness. That is the highest humanitarian work. See. So here, and Srila Prabhupada is, so how is that possible? How are we going to do it? Here it says this, here it says that you have to be bold. He's mentioning. Once to be bold enough not to be afraid of death. How is that? Where are we going to come up? How are we going to come? How are we going to come to that state? And of course, the Sukadeva Goswami in the second canto, second chapter, text 30, whatever text is 30, at the end, he says about the sadhana bhakti. Sukadeva Goswami mentioning his opinion in the second chapter. His opinion is the sadhana bhakti, perform the devotional service. So for Hare Krishna's, what is the first stage of self-realization? What is the first steps of self-realization? What is it? Hearing and chanting Hare Krishna. And what is the last stage of Hare Prabhu? What is the, for Hare Krishna, what is the last stage of the self-realization? But chanting with how? Well, that is the how to chant. With feelings. With feelings. So, if we do that, then we are in a safe place. And of course, the Srila Prabhupada is, and what, why is it that these people are afraid of the death? Then it is mentioned in the third canto, third canto, chapter 26, text 16. This is the teachings of the Kapila to his mother Devahuti. And here is a text 16. It is mentioned. So, translation. The influence of the Supreme Personality of God is felt in the time factor, which causes fear of death due to the false ego of the deluded soul who has contacted material nature. So what is it? It is a false ego. What is that false ego? I am this body. And Srila Prabhupada is nicely describing that. I will read a little bit here. This is from the 16th verse. The living entity's fear of death is due to his false ego of identifying with the body. Everybody is afraid of death. Actually, there is no death for the spirit soul, but due to our absorption in the identification of the body as self, the fear of death develops. As it is mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, text 37, Bhayam dvitiya vinivesata syat. Dvitiya refers to matter, which is beyond spirit. Matter is the secondary manifestation of the spirit, for matter is produced from spirit, just as the material elements described are caused by the Supreme Lord or the Supreme Spirit. The body is also a product of the spirit soul. So ultimately this body is also the body elements of the body, all the elements, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, ego, these are all the Ashta, Bhinna Prakriti, Ashtada, are all the products of Krishna, is all the energy of the Lord. So, the energy of the Lord means we have to say everything in connection with Krishna. Means, I have to come to the point where everybody is spirit soul. I have to come to myself, realize I am a spirit soul. That's true, yes sir, that's true. And everybody is also a spirit soul. We have to come to that. That will come by devotional service. It will come. No doubt about it. We just go on practicing, hearing and chanting. Srila Prabhupada is mentioned by here in the another lecture. Srila Prabhupada mentioned by associating with pure devotees and by hearing them submissively, attachment for material enjoyment becomes slackened and attraction for hearing about the transcendental activities of the Lord becomes prominent. And of course, Srila Prabhupada, there was a Prime Minister or President, whoever is in London, William Pyle Sambon. He was on the deathbed and he was saying, what is going to happen to my country now? He was thinking that. So much attachment. With the body and with I and mind. I have a few minutes. Mahavishnu Maharaj is to give a nice example. You know, Indians, when the sadhus come to their house, they welcome, yes, yes, Sadhu Maharaj, please come. They come. So Narad Muni went to one family's house, and Narad Muni was happy. The family members very happy to see the Narad Muni. And said, how can we serve you? Narad Muni said, well, I have come here with a ticket to the head of the families. He said, I am come here to give you the ticket. Ticket for what? Lottery ticket? No, not lottery ticket. I have come here to give you ticket to take you back to Godhead. So the man said, hey, wait a minute, but no. That's too early for me. I have a business and I have to train up my son. My son is so stupid. I have to train him up for the business. Okay, so When I train him up, then please come. Then. So after some time, the business son is trained up to the business. Then the Narad Muni came and said, "Now, sir, it's time for you. I have come again with a ticket for you to take you back to garden." No. My son has to marry. I have to see his marriage. Make sure he is so stupid. He is now engaged in the business, but I have to, you know, he has to get married. How can I have to see his marriage, right? So, okay, sir. Next time, Narad Muni came again. And marriage, now your son is married. Now, please come. No. You see, because, you know, I have to see my grandson. You cannot just, you know, he's married, and I have to have a grandson. Right? See? Okay. And meanwhile, what happened? Next time Narad Muni is going to come, and the father is telling, the Kherod family is telling to the son, and he is seeing from the window the Narad Muni is coming, so he is telling to the son that tell, go open the door, and when he knocked the door, open the door and tell him that, no, my grandfather's father is not here. So he go away. But when the next time Narad Muni came, then grandfather had already fallen. He was sitting outside as a dog. And Narad Muni is asking him, I have come here now, finally, do you want to come? He said, no, my son is so stupid. He has everything, he has business, everything, but he doesn't know how to protect everything what I given to him. So I am here at the outside, sitting at the door to protect. The wealth which I had given to him. So this is the situation. And Srila Prabhupada used to give the example of the Mahatma Gandhi. Anyhow, I mean, he was a great personality, but Mahatma Srila Prabhupada told him to kind of give him the indication that now India is, he wanted India to be independence, he's got independence now, please, now you take up. And what happened? His own men killed him. That's what Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport. Because with the body, when I'm thinking I'm this body, means everything goes with all the garbage goes with the body. What is that? Name, fame, profit, distinction, address and recognition, pratishtha, pride. This all goes with it. And everything is, you know, all the people around you, so big, puff you up. You go up and up and up, and then this is the nature of this material. So here is Sukadeva Goswami is giving the understanding that please. And we have example ourselves, the example of Srila Prabhupada in front of our eyes, we had an example, right? How he left his body, left this world, mortal world. And we have many examples of many devotees who have left the body because they practiced the Krishna consciousness and they were able to, without fear, they were able to leave the body and go back home, back to God. So, what else? Do I have anything else? I mean, there is so many points here. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. Because, okay. Our attachment for material things perpetuates our conditional state, but the same attachment when transferred to the Supreme Person of Godhead or His devotee, is the source of liberation. The source of liberation is the attachment to Krishna and the service to Krishna and service to His devotees. Okay. Any questions, any comments? Yes, Mataji.
Is it okay for a devotee to also think that he's not ready to go, but in a spiritual way?
Is it okay to devotee to think
that he's not ready to go in a spiritual way, like you feel that you're not advanced enough?
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay, or it's not a proper attitude?
Devotee who are practicing Krishna consciousness, Srila Prabhupada will take care of them. Srila Prabhupada will come. Srila Prabhupada will bring us. That is His mercy. If he practice Krishna consciousness as per His instructions, we chant Hare Krishna every day, follow regulatory principles, do some service, Srila Prabhupada will bring us Krishna. And in case if not, then Srila Prabhupada will make an arrangement to continue devotional service somewhere else, or wherever Srila Prabhupada is. Wherever Srila Prabhupada is, he will take us, continue devotional service. That is His mercy. I'm a mercy case. We are just doing this service. I mean, imagine, to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of all the three planets, of everything. Right? Owner, controller, maintainer, annihilator. How is that? It is said, it was nice, Radheshyam Prabhu and this is a nice quote. It's a nice quote to remember. He said today, Radheshyam Prabhu from Chopadi temple. Sorry? He said that look behind and thank Krishna. Then he said, look ahead and trust Krishna. And then look within and find Krishna. Can I finish it? And look around and serve Krishna. So look behind, thank Krishna. Look behind ourselves, analyze your life and see where were you at. What were you done, what you had done. Where was I? And where am I at now? So thank Krishna. Look ahead and trust Krishna. So look ahead and trust Krishna and continue serving and trust Krishna. Krishna is so far, I thank Krishna, now you look ahead and Krishna is going to take care of you. Thank Him. I mean trust Him. Right? And then look within and find Krishna. That is the first thing we have to do. Krishna is sitting within my heart. He is my best friend. What is it? 5th chapter, text 29. Bhokta Ramchakya Sarvaloka. Suryadam Sarva Bhutanam. We don't even find a Krishna within our heart. He's sitting next to me. We don't even look to Him. We just look all around, everywhere. And what is it? Look around and serve Krishna. Look around. Who is that example of look around, serve Krishna? Srila Prabhupada. He looked around and what he did, everything, whatever he saw, used in the service of Krishna. That's what he did, right? Look around. So we have to, this is a nice quote to remember. Sorry? Radheshyam Prabhu from Chopadi. Wherever he is. But it is nice to remember this. You know? To remember this. Okay? Oh, thank you. Yes, Mataji.
Please, could you explain more about chanting with feelings, Prabhu?
Chanting of feelings?
With feelings.
Well, we have to first start chanting, right? And when we chant, of course, our mind is always bothers, right? And when we get old, body also bothers. Right? My body bothers now. When I chant, I have to do this, I have to go to bathroom so many times. Right? In the middle of the chanting. So we have to learn to ten offenses, qualitative chanting. When we chant the holy name, the chanting should be without committing offenses. Ten aprad, nam aprad. Right? We have to be careful of that. This is apply to me also. Right? And then of course, that we do that, then gradually feelings will come. Feeling of the chanting will come. Because we will see that nam is Nam, what is it? Second sloka of Sikshastakam. Hari Bahudani is Sarva Shakti. Tatrarpitane mitasmaranika. Right? That the Krishna says, Lord Chaitanya says, Krishna says, I've invested all energy in the holy name, and holy name is none different than Krishna. See? So when we chant the holy name, Harinam Prabhu, we call out. This means we are calling out to Krishna, holy name. And that feelings will develop. And with that feelings we chant. We will chant and we will do it. There is no doubt about it. We have to have just faith in Srila Prabhupada, his instruction. If we go on doing that, feelings will come. So, thinking, feeling and willing, right? That's mind business, right? So thinking of Krishna, feeling of Krishna, feeling about Krishna, his holy name, his qualities, his pastimes, right? When we chant the holy name, then his holy name will reveal us the qualities of the Lord, holy will nama rupa, nama guna rupa, will reveal the rupa, his Lord will reveal his form to us. And when the Lord will reveal the form to us, then we'll be able to call out to him with feelings. Right? Just like the mother is calling out to the son, or son calls out to the mother with the feelings of the love. Right? So similarly that will happen. So it's a gradual process. I hope that helps you. Any other question? Thank you, Hare Krishna.